Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Now, in studio with me tonight, Niall Hatch. How are you, Niall? Did you enjoy Bloom last weekend?
I had a whale of a time, Derek. It was absolutely fantastic. So many thanks to everybody at Bloom. Many thanks to all the people who joined Birdwatch Ireland. We got lots and lots of
Did you get many members?
We got hundreds and hundreds of new members.
No way.
Thousands in donations. It's you know, it's the most important event of the year for us. It's so well organised. I have to say that the people behind Bord B of Bloom are so good at what they do. In Birdwatch Ireland, we've been there since the very first year. We've been at every single Bloom. I've been at every single day of Bloom that's ever happened. It's tiring work. I'm amazed that my voice is still functioning for you on the radio now. But it was absolutely brilliant. And I really loved our live programme as well from there. It was great to stand there and in front of a live audience and give my five bird facts in 5 minutes. It was a lot of fun. You really put me under pressure there, but it was nice. And actually, that sort of reaction from the audience, it's very different from just being in the studio here.
Yeah, because we can see them and they can't see us. But for the benefit of people who didn't hear last Monday's live program, we can do a bit of a rewind now and let you hear Niall Hatch with his five fantastic facts about five of our feathered friends in 5 minutes or less. I think it's a little bit less. Anyway, sit back, relax and enjoy. Here it is.
Time goes by so slowly. Time goes by so slowly. Time goes by.
I can see Niall Hatch is now on the stage. Give him a big round of applause. Niall Hatch is here from Birdwatch Ireland and Mooney Goes Wild to give you five fantastic facts about five of our feathered friends. Niall!
Thank you, Derek. As you know, I could talk all day about birds, and actually for the past 5 days at Bloom I have been doing exactly that, but I had to distill it down just to five birds for 5 minutes. I want to tell you about some of the most amazing ones you can find. So the one that blows my mind completely is the hummingbirds. The hummingbirds are an incredible group of birds. We don't have them here in Europe, but they're throughout the Americas. And they're the smallest birds in the world. They're the most agile birds in the world. The amazing thing is some of the species, they can beat their wings up to 200 times a second. Imagine flapping your arms up and down 200 times a second. Their hearts beat 1,000 times a minute. And in terms of their body temperature, there's one type of hummingbird, particularly from Brazil. It's called the somber hummingbird. And it actually reaches a body temperature of 45 degrees centigrade. We'd be well dead at that kind of a temperature. So absolutely astonishing birds, hovering in flowers, have this high metabolic rate. And because they need to feed every few minutes, they could never cross the Atlantic to reach us here in Europe. So we have to make do with the pictures. Or the next best option, we have a moth here called the hummingbird hawk moth, which behaves very much like a hummingbird. So that's our first amazing bird for the show this afternoon. Then another one is one that we could see here in Ireland, which I'm really delighted about. I've seen them here over the Phoenix Park, actually. It's a bird called the peregrine falcon. Now, the peregrine falcon is the fastest creature on Earth. Often people say to me, I thought the cheetah was the fastest animal. Well, the cheetah is the fastest at running on the land, and it's very fast indeed, but the peregrine leaves it in the shade. They're built like fighter jets, and what they do is they fly high in the sky, they sweep their wings back, they dive down on their prey, and when they do that, they can reach speeds, at the highest actually recorded was 389 kilometers per hour. Just think about that, it's absolutely astonishing. What they do is they dive down on their prey, they catch it, they can actually see their prey, they can zoom in on it from 5 kilometres away, so their eyesight is that sharp. And the fact that we have those here around the Phoenix Park in Dublin and all over Ireland now, it blows my mind, and that's one to watch out for. That's the second of our amazing birds. What bird can go the deepest under the water? Because lots of birds are in the sea too. Well, it's actually the emperor penguin, a species that you find in Antarctica. And they can dive in pursuit of fish to depths of up to 550 metres. That's 1,800 feet below the sea level. They can stay down for 20 minutes, and of course they can't breathe down there. They hold their breath and then they come back up. Now most birds, to keep them light for flying, they have very hollow bones, like a honeycomb kind of structure. That's no good if you're going to those deep depths. They'd be crushed by the pressure. So these penguins have solid bones, unlike other birds. And of course, when they're hunting down that deep, no sunlight penetrates that far down. So they're doing it entirely just by senses, by feel of the water currents. An amazing bird. Not one, of course, we have here in Ireland, but one they have in Antarctica. Then another bird from another part of the world, from Australia now, we go to see the lyrebird, the superb lyrebird, aptly named because it's the best vocal mimic. Here in Europe we have birds like starlings and so on, you'll see them around here, they're very good at mimicry. The lyrebird, however, they're amazing at imitating the sounds of all sorts of things. So they imitate the sound of car alarms, of groups of people talking. Not just one person, groups of people talking. I've heard them do chainsaws. You know the ones in Eastern Australia that have around the national parks? They get photographed a lot because they make the perfect imitation of camera shutters. And it's thought that they do that in order to impress the mate. It's the male that does it. He wants to show off the ladies. He wants to show how long he's been around, how many things he's experienced, how good he is at replicating his environment. So we love the dawn choruses, you know, when Mooney goes wild. This is a one bird dawn chorus. He imitates all the other creatures of the forest, so it's absolutely astonishing. And talking of mimicry, the one that people often associate with that would be the parrots. And the most impressive parrot of all was the African grey parrot, a species which is very long-lived. They can live up to 100 years old, and they can imitate the sounds and vocal abilities of more different words and so on than any other bird on the planet. And they're also incredibly clever. They have the cognitive abilities, they think, of a five-year-old child. There was one famous African grey parrot called Alex, who was actually able to recognise lots of different colours and shapes and numbers, and was actually even able to put together some simple sentences.
What's your name?
When people say someone is bird-brained, Derek, it's actually a compliment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did I do it in time?
Did he did it in, let me just check, 4 minutes and 59 seconds.
Yay!
Well done, Dan.
Just a little flashback to last Monday's live broadcast. From Bloom, Mooney Goes Wild was there. We don't go every year, but we were there this year on some fantastic gardens. Well done again to everybody involved and all of the RTE crew, and particularly Grainne Brookfield. Hello, Grainne, if you're listening in from our marketing department. She did a fantastic job getting everything set up.